Mr. New York, Mark Simone on WOR.
Well, Bill O'Reilly, of course, number one TV host, number one best-selling nonfiction author in the world. And also, we got BillO'Reilly.com. You should go sign up. Become a premium member. You can see this big exclusive interview with President Trump. It's up at BillO'Reilly.com. You can get the TV show, the column, everything there. Bill O'Reilly, how you doing?
I'm good, Mark. How about you?
Very good. Well, now, what is everybody talking about from that interview? A lot of talk about Rudy, that it looked like he threw him under the bus, but I didn't think that, did you?
No, I think he, the president, when I, you know, I'm a simple man, you know that.
Okay.
And I asked very simple questions. I said to President Trump last week, what was Rudy Giuliani doing in Ukraine at your behest? I mean, and that's what journalists should do. Simple questions designed to elicit information. So the president said, I don't know, which got headlines because the narrative is that Donald Trump sent his personal lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, to Ukraine to dig up dirt on Biden. That's what the left has put out there. So I don't know why Donald Trump doesn't know. I mean, it's not my job. I can't read his mind. But he believes, or he stated, that Rudy Giuliani was there on his own dime doing stuff for his own company. So we'll see if that pans out.
Yeah. But, you know, every president has had a lawyer over there sneaking around doing stuff. The Clintons had Sidney Blumenthal. And
sure.
Even FDR. He had Harry Hopkins running around the world doing that back channel
every
stuff.
Every president has had personal lawyers working on national issues for them because they don't trust the swamp. That's what it comes down to. So if you have a personal lawyer, then you have lawyer client privilege, and you can speak to that person, and the press and the legal system can't get you unless you commit a crime. So you're right. It's not out of the ordinary. I don't know what Mayor Giuliani was doing in Ukraine. We'll see. That's under investigation by John Durham of the Justice Department.
And let's also point out, this lawyer happens to be one of the greatest prosecutors in recent years. Rudy Giuliani, Deputy Attorney General, U.S. Attorney, investigated Michael Milken, the mob. And he's pretty good at that stuff. So,
yeah, and he makes a lot of money running around the world advising governments on what they should and should not do. So, again, I mean, we're living in an age now where everybody convicts on, you know, press reports. So the allegation is the conviction. And I never do that. There's a very interesting article on Real Clear Politics right now by Molly Hemingway, who wrote the book on Kavanaugh and how he was railroaded, according to her.
Yeah.
And she lists about 15 things that simply don't add up to what Blasey Ford said about Kavanaugh. I just tell my friends and my audience on BillO'Reilly.com, why don't you just read this stuff? You don't have to believe what she says, but she's documenting it. It's factual. And you know what really jumped out at me in that article? That Christine Blasey Ford's father, and I did not know this, apparently is in the same golf club as Kavanaugh's father.
Huh.
And went up to Kavanaugh in front of witnesses and said, I'm glad your son was confirmed.
Wow.
Did you know that?
No, I've never heard that. And
I didn't know that. And Hemingway backs it up. You know, so that's pretty astounding. And yet you would never get that report into the New York Times or the Washington Post or CNN or anything else.
Wow. Now, Bill O'Reilly has also written, it's a number one bestseller. You got to get this book. It's the best book ever written about Donald Trump. It's called The United States of Trump. And when you went to interview the president, did he bring up the book at all?
Yeah, there was a two-part thing. By the way, United States of Trump just jumped up massively on Amazon. They had a little promotion for it.
Yeah.
And so there is a demand for the book for Christmas and Hanukkah. So people, you can get it at a discount on Amazon right now. I had supper at the White House a day before I interviewed Donald Trump on the radio. And in the supper, and it was the first time that I had dined in the personal residence. I had never done that before. Yeah. I had been in there with President Bush the Younger and Barack Obama, but they never – Bush gave me lunch. But Obama didn't even give me a snack. He just wanted me out of there as fast as possible. But he did bring me up to the Lincoln bedroom, Barack Obama, and I'll always be grateful for that. But anyway, he did mention the book. But as Trump always does, it wasn't about me writing the book. It was about how well the book is doing because of him.
Well...
it was a riot.
Did you,
you're absolutely right. If it was the United States of Mark Simone, it probably wouldn't have done as well.
Well, but did you point out you just had 12 number one bestsellers before without
him? No, I know that. Actually, 15, so if you want to be accurate. No. But it's so funny because everything comes back to Donald Trump. And that makes him not a unique character, but an entertaining character. And, you know, I feel bad, and I told him this at the dinner. I said, you know, look, I feel bad for you. The only president getting worse than you was Abraham Lincoln.
Yeah.
And that's true. And I said, look, whether you agree with your policies or not, whether you think you're a good president or not, what you are experiencing is wrong. And I firmly believe that.
Well, if you want to hear this interview, it's a powerful interview. You can just go to BillO'Reilly.com. Become a premium member because you get all kinds of great stuff. BillO'Reilly.com. And if you haven't gotten the book, it's a perfect Christmas present.
Oh, yeah. And even if you have a friend you don't like who hates Trump, give them this book. And it'll really tee the person off. But if they read the book, they'll learn a lot. Even if you don't like them, it's not a pro-Trump book.
Yeah, actually, if you have somebody that hates Trump, you should give him this book because it's a fair look at his background, what formed him, how he got to be the way he is. So if you're the enemy, you should read this so you understand him.
You know, I really, I hope in 2020 with the presidential election and a brutal campaign coming up, it's going to be the worst campaign. And I did this yesterday on the radio. It's going to be the worst campaign since 1824, John Quincy Adams versus Andrew Jackson, where neither candidate won enough electoral votes to be elected. I had to go to the House. I mean, that was just brutal. It was the worst stuff you could imagine was said about both candidates. This is going to be worse.
Yeah,
2020.
But if it goes like that into the mud, Trump, it's the advantage to Trump. He's more comfortable in that environment, more experienced.
No, yeah, I would not argue with that. I mean, he's opening up on Biden now, but it's actually a compliment to Biden, and that's my lead story on BillO'Reilly.com tonight on the No Spin News. So the Trump machine, and it is a machine now, and they're going to have $1 billion to spend. The Trump machine is opening up on Biden rather than spending time on Buttigieg or Bernie or Elizabeth Warren, because they think that Biden has the best chance due to internal polling to beat Trump. And so it's a compliment to Biden that he is getting worked over by the Trump people. Now, I'm not sympathetic to Biden. I'm not sympathetic to Trump. They're big boys, and Americans are smart enough to make up their own mind. But it's going to be an interesting thing because I still think Biden's going to get the nomination. He's made a comeback in the polls. He's on his little no malarkey tour.
Yeah.
You know what malarkey means?
Baloney.
Yes, but in the dictionary, no bumpkin. What a great word. B-U-N-K-U-M. No bumpkin. I would have used that word. But, you know, I would have labeled it the befuddlement tour. In Iowa, if I were, you know, we're on the befuddlement tour because he does look befuddled every time he turns around.
Hey, it's not befuddled. He looks like he's got dementia setting in.
I wouldn't do that. I wouldn't go that far. I think that Biden has always been a character who speaks before he thinks, much like Donald Trump, which is why if the two run against each other, it's going to be amazingly entertaining as well as brutal.
But, you know, Biden's like a fighter who can't keep his hands up, and the referee would have to stop the fight at some point between him.
Yeah, I mean, in a debate system, Biden couldn't beat Sarah Palin.
Yeah.
All right. And Sarah, you know, feisty and all that, but her frame of reference was not strong. I mean, you could just annihilate her on stuff that she did not know. Trump and Biden debating, the Vegas odds would have to go to Trump, no doubt.
Absolutely. I'd say we're out of time, but everybody go to BillO'Reilly.com. Become a premium member, and you can see this exclusive interview. You can hear the interview with Donald Trump. Get the book, and you can watch the TV show, get the columns. BillO'Reilly.com. And Bill O'Reilly, thanks for being with us.
Always a pleasure, Mark. Thanks for having me back.
Hey, we got a lot coming up. Don't go away. There's plenty ahead on 710 WOR and our special holiday week show.
It's the Mark Simone Show.
He's always a headline ahead.
710 WOR.
Well, you all know Donnie Most, a great actor. Of course, Happy Days. He's been on millions of shows, and he's actually recorded a few albums. An excellent singer, loves to do standards, and we love that. Take a listen to this. Great arrangements.
Blue sky smiling at me.
Hey.
Nothing but blue skies do I see. Blue birds singing a song.
Pretty good. Well, we got him on the line. Donnie Most, how you doing?
I'm doing good, and wait till you hear where that song goes, and the second half, and where it goes to the stratosphere towards the end. You got to check it out, because I'm so excited about this CD. As you mentioned right off the bat, your observation of the arrangement, unbelievable arrangements, incredible L.A. jazz musicians. This is the music that I loved growing up my whole life, and it was such an incredible joy to do this album and do live shows. So, yeah.
Well, me too. I love that music.
You got to check out the whole CD. Just on your own.
But the idea is the audience has to go buy it if they want to check out the rest of that song. And it's called...
Yeah, well, I hope that happens. Yeah.
It's called Mostly Swinging, right?
Yeah, D-Most, Mostly Swinging. I guess I figure if you really like it, then there's a good chance maybe it'll get played, you know?
No, I love this stuff. The fact that anybody is singing these songs anymore is very, very important. And you look at Harry Connick and Michael Bublé, and these guys are doing real well.
Oh, yeah. You see, and that's what, when I was doing, I was singing before I was acting. I was doing it up in the Catskill Mountains when I was 15 years old as part of a nightclub review. And so I wanted to do this in a big way. It was my first passion. Then I switched gears, went into acting, and eventually, wound up on Happy Days. But when I had success on that show and I wanted to try to bring the music out there and sing, nobody was, during the 70s and early 80s, this music was sort of out of favor.
Way out of favor. I think it was Linda Ronstadt, 1987, kind of broke that barrier. Remember when she recorded those albums of standards?
Yeah, with Nelson Riddle.
Yeah
she did. And then, of course, Harry Connick started coming on the scene, and Tony Bennett on MTV, and then Diana Krall and Natalie Cole doing the album of dedicated to her incredible, Nat King Cole, the legendary.
Yeah.
And then, now Bublé and on and on. So I knew... if I was going to do it, this was the time, because now there's much more of a receptivity towards this music and that love of it again.
It's an excellent album. It's called, it's Donnie Most, and it's Mostly Swings. Hey, most people think, if you were on Happy Days, that you just sit around and collect royalties and residuals, that everybody on every show is getting paid but that's not the case.
No, not really. I mean, I still get a little bit from all the airing of the shows, but it's very little. It's not anything that, you could say, okay, I'm going to live on, or by any means. I mean, it's not what people might think. It's nice that there's still something, but more than that, I'm just so motivated to, I want to keep working and acting and directing, and then now with the singing, it's a whole new phase, which is exciting.
Well, you do a lot of work. Hey, but all you guys who are on Happy Days, Anson Williams and Henry Winkler, and do you all look at Ron Howard and say, how come you're not putting me in every movie? You should be using me all the time.
Well, yeah, that's... Well, sure, I would love to be doing more with Ron. Ron has put me in... He cast me in Ed TV, one of his films.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
Had a great time doing that, but sure, I wouldn't mind a phone call from Ron saying, hey, I got a really nice role for you in one of his movies, so that could still happen. In the meantime, you just keep pushing, and I've directed 3 films of my own, and I have several projects. I'm trying to get going, some really interesting ones, and one, in fact, that I'm developing that would merge the acting and the music, so I'm hoping that happens. And more, and doing a lot of live performances.
Oh, that's great, yeah. Well, it's an excellent album. Everybody should get it. It's called Mostly Swinging Standards.
Mostly Swinging.
And it's the third album of Standards, right?
Well, not really. There's some confusion. I did an album back in the 70s, but they wouldn't let me do this kind of music, so it was more pop. And then I had an EP, a Christmas EP, that came out in this past December, and that was Donnie Moe's Swinging Down the Chimney Tonight. So that was swing, but it was Christmas.
All right. I like this album. It's excellent. Good work. And thanks so much for being with us.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, people can get on Amazon or iTunes. Demos, Mostly Swinging.
Mostly Swinging. It's wonderful stuff. Thanks for being with us. Let's say one more. I like the arrangement. It's very good.
Blue sky smiling at me. Nothing but blue skies do I see. Singing a song.
No, I like that. You got to support anybody that does that stuff. The Great American Songbook. That's Irving Berlin. Anybody singing that stuff, you must support. And that's pretty good. Hey, it's the most wonderful time of the year. I don't know about that. But it's our special holiday week shows right here, back after the news on 710 WOR.
Listen to what you missed whenever you want. It's Mark Simone on demand. Catch his podcasts at 710WOR.com/Mark.
Mr. New York, Mark Simone.
On 710 WOR.
Well, you all know Jesse Ventura. He's an interesting, colorful guy. What a resume, from Navy SEAL to mayor to governor to TV host to best-selling author. He's got a wonderful new book out. I can't say the title, though, but it's a great book. It's called The Blank Politicians Say. It's now out in paperback, too. Jesse Ventura, how you doing?
Hi, Mark. Isn't it amazing that way back, I'm old enough, George Carlin, the comedian, the late great comedian, had the 7 words you couldn't say, and here it is nearly 50 years later, and we still can't say them?
Yeah, that's terrible. We should be able to say
it. Ridiculous. Anyway, the way to get around it, we figured it out. Crap politicians say.
Well, okay, but if you go to Amazon and type in CRA, nothing will come up, but just type.
Right. Anyway, it's SH with that little thing, T, politicians say, but we substitute the word crap so you know what we're talking about.
Yeah. Well, hey, before we talk about the book, you know what it's like to be a total outsider from the political system and try to bust in there with these professional politicians. But
it's extremely difficult. They set up the rules so that it's all, the game's fixed, and they set up the rules to benefit them completely. Any outsider will generally get shut out. Very rare does it happen that they don't. And it's a complete fixed system. As Ralph Nader called it, it's the two-party dictatorship that we live under. Let me give an example. In Minnesota, I was polling 10% at the Labor Day. November 3rd, I was the governor because I was allowed in the debates. People were allowed to hear me. We're at fault because we keep electing them. and so as long as we keep electing the corporate Democrat and the corporate Republican, you're going to get the same corporate government.
Yeah, you remember, that was a great George Carlin routine. He used to say, don't vote. He said, if you vote, you don't have a right to complain. You contributed to the mess.
You're wasting your vote if you don't vote your heart and conscience. You're voting for the person you most want to run the country. If that person finishes 5th, so what? You did your civic duty.
So, hey, the book is wonderful. I mean, it's a really interesting book, but it's a very funny book, The Things Politicians Say. Like, I would never think George Washington would say stuff that could make this book.
Oh, I'll tell you, it was amazing when we went into digging up the stuff. We decided, let's go back and see what we can find on the Founding Fathers. And I'll tell you what, they weren't all sitting by the campfire singing Kumbaya. I mean, when you read this, John Adams just blisters George Washington and Thomas Jefferson and John Adams. Boy, they were like oil and water.
Yeah, but people would be shocked to find.
Oh, this is this wonderful get together creating this new country, but. Believe me, when you read some of the quotes, they're as bad then as what could be said today.
Yeah, and people would be shocked that Jefferson or Washington, when they got into a political race, they trashed their opponents. It got really ugly.
Yeah, it got ugly. And so I guess they're just continuing with tradition.
Yeah, well, Jesse Ventura's book is wonderful. Hey, it is kind of unfair, though. Like, Sarah Palin could say something dumb. It's reported everywhere in the world. Joe Biden could say 1,000 stupid things. You never hear about it.
Well, you know, again, it's according to what the mainstream media wants to push out there, you know, and when they do it, you know, naturally today, and I talk about this in the book. Today, if you're a politician, you can't have an off second, because with social media like it is today and technology that we have today, anything you can and say can and will be used against you in the court of public opinion. So. Any words you utter, you have to assume they are being recorded today.
Yeah, unless you're a Democrat, like President Obama says there's 57 states, or when he said Hawaii was in Asia.
Oh, no, I include things from Obama in this book.
Oh, I know you do. I'm just saying the mainstream media always lets that go. They're never jumping.
You know, whatever.
Yeah.
But, you know, you want to know the worst one that sticks in my mind the most? George W. Bush.
Yeah.
No, the day he was selling us on the trumped up Iraq war, and no pun intended to Donald, the day that he was selling us that and announced we were going to invade Iraq, I'll never forget, and it's in the book, when he turned to leave the podium, the last reporter said, "Well, Mr. President, did you consult your father?" Meaning Bush Senior. And Bush turns back around, smiles, and goes, "No. I consulted a higher father." And I sat there and almost fell out of my chair. I said, this guy wants me to believe God told him to invade Iraq.
I think he was just pulling a Loretta Lynch, ducking the question.
Okay. I'm sitting here going, I said to myself, I've been on this planet over 50 years. I'm twice the man he is, and God ain't never said one word to me.
Well, this is a great book. Everybody get Jesse Ventura's book. It's called Blank Politicians Say. It's the S word, politicians say. Well, Jesse Ventura, thanks for being with us.
Thank you. Always a pleasure, Mark. A
lot more coming up. Our special holiday week show right here on 710 WOR.
Rush Limbaugh coming up at noon right after Mark Simone on 710 WOR.
Caitlyn Jenner, how you doing?
Well, I am doing great. Mark, how are you doing? I don't think I know of you.
Well,
I follow actually conservative talk radio and all that sort of stuff very closely. And I hear your name, but I don't know if we ever have actually met.
Well, yeah, we have. But the last time you were on, which was years ago, you were Bruce Jenner.
Well, that's what it was, years ago. Okay.
And let me point out, we were talking about this before. I think this is true because, of course, after the Olympics, you were the most famous guy on Earth. And after that big Friday night special, dancer, you were the most famous woman on Earth. I think you are the only person in history to be the most famous man and the most famous woman.
Here's the deal. I got the ultimate double, Mark. Olympic gold medalist in the decathlon and Glamour's Woman of the Year. Come on, Mark. That is a double that I hope nobody else has to match. But that's and go through what I've gone through in my life. But yeah, that's the ultimate double. Obviously, been a very interesting 2 years, and so it's been a lot of fun.
I'll never forget that Friday night. You wiped out the restaurant industry in America. Everybody was home. Nobody was out that Friday night.
Yeah,
I was following along on Twitter, and everybody was tweeting, God bless her. I support any choice. I support her. Whatever she wants, I support her choices.
Yeah.
Then towards the end, you mentioned you were Republican. The same people said, oh, this is terrible. This is.
Yeah. No, that's exactly right. Yes. It all was working out so well until I told them, yes, well, I kind of lean on the conservative Republican side. And, oh, my God, the wrath started. How can you do that? How can you do that? It's very simple. I believe in the Constitution. I believe in limited government. I believe in the people of this country will fix all the problems, not the government. And then, you know, and that's that simple. I'm not a one-issue voter. Obviously, I know when it comes to all LGBT rights that the Republican Party has not done as good a job. not even close as the Republicans. But, you know, as far as all the other things that are going on in government, I lean towards the Republican side, and I'll try to fix the good old Republican Party.
Hey, so this book, Secrets of My Life, I didn't think you had any more secrets, but you do. What a lot. I mean, this must have
been... Oh, my God, I've had so many more secrets. You don't even know, you know, Mark, you don't know.
Uh-oh.
I've been hiding things forever. I have secrets my family didn't even know. Nobody knew but me, you know. I've been waiting for this day for years and years and years, that it's so wonderful to go through life and not have any secrets.
Yeah.
And not have to, you know, what I want to try to accomplish in this book, this is a story of my journey throughout my entire life and all the things and the struggling that I went through. And I would like, in telling that story, everybody has their stuff. Everybody has things in life that they're dealing with. How do you deal with your stuff? This is not what you call a self-help book. This is a journey, a story.
Yeah.
But hopefully in reading it, you can look at your own lives and say, boy, this is the stuff I've had. There's nothing better in life to overcome those things, to live your life authentically to who you are and be honest to yourself and honest with other people, and not have to sneak around, you know, lying to people. So that's what the book is about.
Yeah, it's a great book by Caitlin Jenner. It's called Secrets of My Life. Hey, let me ask you, you're the most famous guy, and you've got these kids living in your house who nobody knows. But then a few years later, they're like superstars. It must have been chaotic, I mean, to deal with all this.
I have been very blessed. I have 10 children. All intelligent, smart, hardworking, successful kids. They were kind of brought up that way. I did my best to try to bring them up that way. And yes, they've done quite yeah. well.
So, Caitlin Jenner, when you become a woman, now looking back, is there anything about it you say, oh, God, I didn't realize this was going to happen. I don't like this part of it. Is there any of that?
Well, first of all, you have to look at my life. You know, it's not like all of a sudden I, you know, like became a woman. This woman has lived inside me all my life.
Yeah.
Okay? And it's, but I had to depress her. I couldn't let anybody see her. And so, yes, I've always, but to actually let her live. Hmm. You know, it's like I took this woman that lived inside of me, okay? Where everybody knew Bruce. He's the one who was living the life and this and, you know, and everything in life. And I just got to the point in life where, and it took a long time, where my kids are raised, my family's raised. It's just down to me. I after long soul-searching forever, I thought, you know what, it's time to let Bruce live inside and let Caitlin actually live in, and let's see what she can do in the world.
Hmm.
You know, Bruce pretty much did everything. You know, he won the games, he raised a wonderful family, had a nice career, and all that kind of stuff. But Caitlin was never given a chance.
Yeah. Hey, but
and I just wondered, can I do that? Because what I'm doing today is so much more important than and bigger than the games, than all the things that I've done. You know, the trans community is the most misunderstood and marginalized community out there of the entire L, the B, the G, and the T, you know?
Yeah.
And so, I mean, people die over this. People are murdered. Our murder rate, we just had our 9th murder in the trans community just this year. Happened on the 21st, like 4 days ago, down in Miami. We've got big issues.
Yeah.
People die over these issues.
Hey,
this is really important, and it's totally misunderstood. So, yeah, I mean, that's real important to me to bring this issue forward.
Yeah, it's a big, heroic, courageous thing you did. But let me ask you something. You got to do surgery stuff that I don't even have the nerve to get a colonoscopy. I don't know how you can go through all that stuff. That's a lot.
Well, yeah, it is a process. It's much easier going from female to male.
Yeah.
Yes, than it is male to female. It takes a lot of work, but
Well,
there's a lot of pain involved.
I can't. When I get a blood test, I almost faint. So, God bless you. I mean, you got a lot of courage there. And if you want to read a powerful book, get Caitlin Jenner's book, "Secrets of My Life." That is quite a story. And you live in where do you live? In California? You must be surrounded by crazy liberals, dude. Now that you're a Republican,
they're everywhere out there. My God, Mark, they're everywhere.
Have you lost friends over that?
You know, the book, when I did the book, I didn't want to even go there, the political stuff. You know, it's a page and a half out of 320 pages, okay? There's so many more important issues to deal with in the book. So it's not about politics. It's not about any of that kind of stuff. But because of the environment, I work politically to try to make a difference. And so I follow politics very closely. And, yes, I am very active when it comes to, especially since I lean on the Republican side, you know, I'm very close to that. The Republicans are in power. You know, we got to keep a close eye on them.
Yeah.
So, let's be honest. And so, yeah, I do play that. But about 80-90% of the stuff I do politically to try to make a difference, nobody sees. It's all done behind closed doors. It's personal meetings. It's talking to people. I try to keep that very quiet.
Yeah.
I just feel like I can get more done that way.
Well, I know you're doing some great stuff. Now, if you want to read a wonderful, powerful, moving book, get Caitlyn Jenner's book, Secrets of My Life. Caitlyn Jenner, congratulations. You're quite the hero, and thanks for being with us.
Well, thank you, Mark. Very nice talking to you, and you have yourself a wonderful day.
Well, thanks for listening. This is our special holiday week show. Rush is coming up next. I'll be back tomorrow. The news is next right here at noon on 710 WOR.